see your face all over town.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? You are listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 32. We started things off this week with Boston band Harris with the song Carousel. That's from their album The Light Is Seeping Through the Cracks. And it came out, I don't know, late last year maybe. As you can tell, I am checking in from the road, so the microphone is just that on my PowerBook, so sorry it doesn't sound hi-fi and wonderful as it usually does, but I figured you'd want to hear from me because it's been a very long time since I did a podcast, and it's because I've been on the road, as I said, out and about touring the U.S. and visiting every scooter rally I can make it to, and visiting family, and cooped up at lake houses, enjoying wonderful weather and things of the sort, as well as this little World Cup thing that's kept me pretty occupied as well. So I've got 7 tracks from you from things I have purchased. Well, these are things I probably purchased about a month ago, and I'm just now getting around to playing for you. It's going to be a long road to catch back up, but I know you'll want to go through it with me. Let's keep it going with Boston bands. Let's play something from the new Mission of Burma CD. This song is called Nancy Reagan's Head. It's one of the Clint Conley compositions on the album. The new album is The Obliterati, by the way. Came out May 23rd on Matador Records. And as I said, this is Nancy Reagan's Head.
Of thickness that
of Nancy Reagan's head. No way that thing came with that body.
right, that was Baker with the song Gotta Get Out of the City from their album Happy Birthday. I guess it's more of an EP, just self-released, kind of demo-y, but excellent, excellent release there from this Boston band that came out in 2005. Expect good things from them. I'm afraid I'm not going to be around to see how they explode, but they're going to. Great band. And before that, Mission of Burma, of course, already exploded. The song Nancy Reagan's Head there, including one of the best couplets I've heard in years, namely, "And I'm haunted by the freakish size of Nancy Reagan's head. No way that thing came with that body." It's so true. We're going to leave Boston and head to my new home of Chicago, and I'm going to play something from Nico Case. This is the last song from her new album. The song is The Needle Has Landed, from the album Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. This came out in March of this year on Anti Records. So here, some new Nico Case for you.
Here I am, traffic slow. So obvious now, you'd still be here, baby, my baby, baby. Come back here. That's why they spit out my name. Your exes plot up the Bible, trying to keep me away. The sledge of tectonic fever. The needle has landed again. Let it play.
Well, there you go. That was Coxspar with their first hit, England Belongs to Me. I think that came out about 1982, though I just picked that up on a best of release that came out on Recall Records November of 2004. London band there, and before that, another London band, Susie and the Banshees, that was released in a single in 83, of course, Dear Prudence by the Beatles. That came off on the Hyena record with Robert Smith on guitar there, actually. I picked that up on the Twice Upon a Time, the singles, because I needed it. Before that, we had Nico Case. Coming up, oh my gosh, only one song left. It's flown by this time. I guess I forgot how quick these things happen. I want to remind you that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com if you'd like more information. The rules of the game are pretty simple. Anything I buy, I play for you. And if it's good music, you hear good music. And if it's bad music, we both suffer through it. Now, I can only think of a couple of times that's happened. We're going to end things off this week with a song by Blackheart Procession. This is on their new album that came out on May 9th. The album is The Spell. I think it's about their fifth album. I've been a big fan all along. This album is kind of a compromise. The last album had a little more rock to it, opposed to the very slow, somber, depressing circus music that the first couple of albums were. And this one has a little bit of both, and the song I'm going to play is The Letter, and it kind of bridges those nicely as well. The members of Blackheart Procession came from a number of bands, including 3 Mile Pilot, which is going to get back together, I'm told. So we may not get a Blackheart Procession album for a while, but this one's really good, and we can expect more work from its members. So anyway, this is The Letter from Blackheart Procession. Thanks for listening to the Too Much Rock podcast.
Things can be so wrong as we